May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn number 38. Behold, the grace appears, the promise is fulfilled. Mary the wondrous virgin bears, and Jesus is the child. Number 38.
Let us read from the Word of God in the two Gospels, Matthew and John. The second chapter in St. Matthew's Gospel, reading the first 15 verses, and also reading in John chapter 1. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel." Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. Notice, friends, and fell down and worshipped him. Not worship the mother or Joseph, but worshipped him. When they were come into the house, and so they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. When they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth unto Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I shall bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Let us now read, friends, in St. John's Gospel, chapter 1. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him, and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake, He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. They asked him, What then? Art thou Elias? He saith, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, No. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said unto him, Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, nor that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man, which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be manifest unto Israel. Therefore came I baptizing with water. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he help us in prayer. O Lord God Almighty, thou great God, Jehovah, the living God, we venture once more to call upon thee. We venture to approach thee, O God, our Father in heaven. Oh, we beg for that access we need to know and feel. Oh, to approach thee, O God, who holy art. We are sinners, we feel it, Lord, and we know we cannot come to thee in prayer in any other way but that one way. Oh, and we must plead us the precious name of Jesus Christ, thy well-beloved Son. Oh, we beg thee, O Holy Father, do favour us to know as we may prove and feel to have that access to thee. Favour us to know we are accepted in thy beloved Son. Oh Lord, we feel so much to need again to have, as our friend pleaded for it in the vestry, oh, to have another token, another application is what we need, Lord, of the precious blood applied to us. Oh, that we might know our sins are blotted out. Oh, put away with blood, divine blood, the blood of God. Oh, we beg thee, Lord, grant this to those who need it. Who knoweth, oh, we would seek earnestly thy face. Oh, we would come in sincerity with confession of all our sins. Oh, Lord, that wonderful word in John, in the epistle, Lord, is ever very encouraging to us, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, we beg tonight we may know this favour, oh, through true and sincere humble confession, that we may know forgiveness, we may know pardon. This is what we need, Lord, to know our sins are put away, blotted out forever by the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, we pray, Lord, grant tonight that we may feel thy sacred presence here in thy house, Lord. Do come, dear Lord, as thou hast promised, in that way by the wonderful work and operation of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit may indeed tonight take of the things of Jesus and reveal them unto us. We beg for this, Lord, that there might be some real profit from us gathering together tonight. Lord, who knoweth the minister is feelingly very poor and insufficient, but Lord, thy word is precious and good and wonderful. We pray thou wilt, by the Holy Spirit, apply thy word to precious souls to do them good, Lord. Oh, our heart's desire is that thou wilt do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Thou wilt bless souls here tonight. Lord, we carry that burden thou hast laid on us, the weight and burden of the people's souls. Lord, thou knowest we are answerable, we are accountable. Oh, we trust thou hast granted us that anointing to preach the everlasting gospel, to blow the trumpet in Zion. Oh, we are in that wonderful time of the new dispensation. Thou hast come, Lord. Oh, as John was so strong in stating it, and we know that the Son of God is come. Lord, oh, we trust there are those of us here tonight, we know that the Son of God is come. Thou hast come in our lives, thou hast come to us personally, thou hast come as thou hast come in the earth, and thou hast gone to glory and at the right hand of the Father. Oh, thou hast come to us in that wonderful way of the operation of the Holy Spirit in us. Thou hast come. But oh, we want these things wonderfully renewed, Lord. We want the assurance. We want to know and be assured, Lord, of our interest in the Saviour's blood and our pardon signed and peace with God. Do come tonight for this, to bless souls. Favour souls here. They may know the assurance of faith. They may know their blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, as one penned it, oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. To really know it, Lord, to truly know it, to prove it, to have the application of the blood of atonement to our hearts and consciences. To know the peace that comes, that flows in with that blessed holy application. To know that holy peace, that holy joy in believing. This is what we desire for thy people, Lord. We are concerned for, we beg for, Lord, that souls may be so blessed and favoured. Lord, and we trust, we ask it with a single eye to thy glory. But Lord, we are taught, we trust to know, that when thy people are favoured, it is from these things of thy favour, of thy favour in them, Lord, that there are those things, those notes of praise rising from these favoured breasts, the favoured souls, the heart, the soul set on fire with love divine. Lord, we pray for this, that it may be known by precious souls here this night. Suit thy blessing, Lord, to each case. Thou knowest what each one needs. Thou knowest their heart's bitterness. The heart knoweth its own bitterness. Oh, what a wonderful thing it will be if it is affirmed. The stranger intermeddleth not with our joy. We pray for this favour that we might know and have joy and peace in believing. We pray for that vital grace that is that enabling grace for sinners to believe. Oh, we pray, Lord, to increase our faith. May faith be active tonight in sinners, in the Lamb once slain, in the Lamb of God. Oh, that wonderful hailing of thy coming, Lord. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Oh, Lord, do come. Oh, we beg thee, come tonight and bless souls in these wondrous ways. Favour thy people, Lord, and in that way get all the glory to thy holy self. May we praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost as we separate tonight. Oh, as we go our way and go on our way, may there be those that shall go on their way rejoicing. Oh, may it be so. Rejoicing in hope. We think of the words in Romans. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Lord, we beg for this, we pray. It may be so. That thy favour may be felt by young and old alike and those in the midst of the battle. Lord, we do feel the exercise, Lord, to pray for the dear young people, the dear little ones and young people. Lord, there is one dear little one we especially pray for, Lord, as we saw him sickly this evening now, and it's at tea time, Lord, do, Lord, make him better. Oh, do heal him. Oh, Lord, do bless him. And, Lord, as we think of each of the little ones given to thy people, some very young, Lord, who knoweth, we do desire to thank thee for them. They're precious gifts they are in families. Lord, do bless them. And, oh, Lord, where there is this, that is desired, Lord, for them in the hearts and exercises of the dear parents, oh, bless them, Lord. May they be watching, looking, watching, for thy appearing and working in them. We know thou canst begin in the youngest of them. Lord, none are too young. Oh, if the Spirit, Holy Spirit, is appointed to work and do that work in young and tender days, Lord, how wonderful it will be. And we'll save them from many snares later on, we feel, Lord. But, oh, Lord, according to thy will, we beg thee, work and manifest thy favour in families. May there be the witness of this and that one, born in her, born in Zion, born again. Let thy work appear, Lord, to thy servants and thy glory, unto their children. O Lord, may we be looking for it. May we be carrying souls. May we be concerned for never dying souls. May the dear people here, we believe they are, we know the deacons are, we believe the members are. We pray that in the congregation it may be so. The personal exercise for our own souls and the souls of others. Oh, how important it is, Lord, how wonderful it is when thou dost give such prayer and exercise for it, that thy wonderful work may appear, that the first things of the most vital need of precious souls may be witnessed in the work of the Spirit begun. O Lord, we pray, let thy work appear. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt wonderfully give witness of thy going on to be gracious in precious souls. May it be a concern to every one of us not to neglect thy great salvation, but to have a real earnest exercise in the way of being taught and solemnly aware of our need of salvation. Lord, as we felt our friend has earnestly prayed for salvation tonight, we pray, Lord, that this may be much known in the among the people here, the families and the congregation, the church. Oh, that souls may be blessed. Souls may be saved. Oh, Lord, it is thine to save souls, thine to quicken, thine to establish, thine to bless, thine to bring in gospel liberty. Thine it is to set sinners free. It's all thy work. There must be Alpha and Omega, and working all through, first and last, beginning and end. Oh, there must be all and in all in the Church of God. And Lord, we pray it may be much witnessed here among the dear friends at Swavesey here, who know it their heart's desire for them. Thou hast given us the favour of witnessing these things done. We bless thee for what thou hast done, Lord. We pray for more. Oh, that thy dear people might know more of thy favour in thy working in and among them, Lord, in thy cause of truth here. This little garden of thy grace, Lord, a favoured spot, Lord, it is indeed. And Lord, we pray that thou mightest come down into thy garden according to how thou hast already worked and art continuing to work. And may there be that special time when thou wilt come down into thy garden and eat thy pleasant fruits. May those fruits appear. May the spices flow out in praise to thee. And Lord, may it be witness that our beloved, my beloved, has gone down into his garden to eat his pleasant fruits. Lord, that thou mightest receive to thyself all the honour and glory due unto thee through thy working, through thy blessing souls. Lord, how wonderful it is when precious souls can say in humble testimony, my beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. And all we know it's put in reverse order, friends, in the dear people of favour, as a spouse acknowledging before her friends, before the daughters of Jerusalem, how it's put, Lord, in that reverse order, in that way, Lord, I am my beloved is mine, he feedeth among the lilies, my beloved is mine, and I am his, he feedeth among the lilies. Lord, may this be a wonderful statement here, testimony here, the people may be able to make it known one to another that this is their favour by thy grace to know my Jesus to know my Jesus is mine, to know it, to testify it, to show it forth, to live in this way, Lord, acknowledging it. Oh, that thou art our Lord, our life, our all, my beloved. Oh, he is altogether lovely, the chief among 10,000. This is my beloved. This is my friend, O ye daughters of Jerusalem. So bless souls that there may be such blessed testimony of thee, the Lord. And, O Lord, we know when thou, the Son of God, art honoured, the Father's honoured too. So may it be so, Lord. We beg thee, may it be so soon. May there be this. I will run in the way of thy commandments when thou hast enlarged my heart, when thou hast so blessed. May there be those that shall make their vows. May there be also the solemn question considered, Lord, of any who have made their vows and not paid their vows. Lord, thou knowest. Oh, we seek thy glory. We seek thy people's good. We pray there might be that favour witness of what the Lord has done. May souls come and tell what the Lord has done for my soul. So, Lord, oh, set them free for this. Oh, give that liberty. Oh, give that blessedness of joy and liberty. Oh, set in the tongue at liberty. Lord, bless souls. We pray, we beg this. For thy glory we beg it. There might be that commanding of the blessing, even life forevermore. So bless thy people, Lord. Be with them each one. And in their daily lives be with them. May it be, Lord, that in their daily lives there is the witness of the importance of spiritual things. Lord, we have to do with all the things in our pathways naturally, but oh, may it be ever upon our spirit, one thing is needful. Lord, we pray for those that have gone their own way. Oh, do cause the prodigals to return. Oh, may they be brought to be like the prodigal son was, to come to be in want. Oh Lord, if thou dost do this, and they are brought to really consider and to return, and how wonderful it is if they discover their repentance and bring each one according to thy will, they might acknowledge how they've sinned, and how first it was with the prodigal, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Oh, that pleading, humble confession. This is what is needed, Lord. We pray for each of us might have it. Humble confession, real repentance, godly sorrow working repentance unto salvation that needeth not to be repented of. So, Lord, come, we beg, and favour us here tonight, and as thy people gather from time to time, oh, thou knowest those services already announced today. Oh, come and be among them then. Bless thy people. Oh, bless them. Feed them also. Lift them up forever. And oh, may it be that in the hard pathways of tribulation and trial that some are having to walk through, they may see thee, Lord, as you know that wonderful way it's stated in the psalm. Oh, there are these many waters. Oh, the deep waters, the angry sea. Oh, the many waters, the waters of affliction, the waters of trouble. Lord, thou knowest. But oh, may thy people see thee, sitting on the flood. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. The Lord sitteth king forever. He will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. So, Lord, we pray in love, desiring the good of thy people, desiring thy honour and glory. Oh, that thou wouldst so do good in thy good pleasure under Zion, build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Oh, we beg thee, hear us, Lord, in heaven, thy dwelling place. When thou hearest, forgive. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 90. Now begin the heavenly theme. Sing aloud in Jesus' name. Ye who his salvation prove, triumph in redeeming love. Hymn number 90.
Thank you.
as the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you this evening to a word you'll find in the second of the readings this morning in St. Luke's Gospel. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verse 15, and a shorter few words of statement of the shepherds, shorter than what we considered this afternoon at Southery. In the midst of that 15th verse, we find these words, "Let us now go." Let us now go. The theme we had upon our spirit and its remain is, "Let us now go, even unto Bethlehem." But particularly this evening, I feel the Blessed Spirit leading one, I trust, that we should consider tonight the wonderful things of the favour God grants his people as they are favoured by faith to go, to view the Lord by faith as he is here on earth, as he was here, as he walked this earth, as he lived his life, as he went to Jerusalem there to suffer, bleed and die, as he was taken out to Calvary, as he hung on the cross, as he there, those last words of his cry to God his Father, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And if we go there, we'll know the answer. Because of us, if we are hoping in Christ, because of our sins, God the Father hid his face from him, turned away from his Son, as it were, who was suffering all those agonies, all due to his people's needing to be punished, but the Father has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Let us now go, friends. Let us go by faith to see that scene of matchless grace, Jesus in the sinner's place. Let us now go. Yes, first, let us go now, even let us now go even unto Bethlehem to see this great sight, this great thing that has come to pass, that's been made known unto us, the shepherd said. Let us now go. And friends, the way the shepherds went, I believe they went, actually, literally they went. But you know, if they went with a saving exercise, if they went with need, a need, spiritual need, they also went by faith. Faith is the wonderful favour, the grace God gives to his people. The favour of believing, made by grace to believe, favour to believe in the precious Christ. How did they go? Like we sing, I think, "This is he, tis he, tis God's dear Son, wrapped in humanity to die for crimes." And you say, can I? For crimes that I have done, crimes that we have done, can we say? Oh, so go by faith to Bethlehem to see there in the manger the Ancient of Days, my God contracted to a span for me. Oh, let us now go. Let us now go. And you know, you may think, and people who have no understanding of these things may say, well, whatever is the minister talking about? How can we go tonight? Of course we can't. But it's by faith. It's the favour God grants as the Holy Spirit is working in his people, giving them the concern, giving them to feel the need, giving them to feel to be sinners, guilty and undone, giving them to be feeling so much they are sinners, made so by God's grace, taught of the Spirit, convicted, convinced of their sin. And now it is true, sinners can say, and none but they, how precious is the Saviour. You need him, friends. If you're a sinner, convicted, convinced by God, by the work of the Holy Spirit in you, you need salvation. A friend prayed earnestly, I believe, for it in the vestry, that we might know and be assured of our salvation. How it is important. This is the greatest important matter of all our lives, friends. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. This is what we need to beg of God, and we do beg of God if we are exercised by the Spirit. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And so by faith, these exercised souls, they go to Bethlehem, and they go and view the babe there, the dear babe in Bethlehem. Oh, that he's come to suffer, bleed and die here on earth, to bring in everlasting salvation, that wonderful redemption that we've been singing of. Oh, how he gave his holy blood, he shed his holy blood, to make payment for the sins of the whole people of God, the whole church of God, to really recover them, to bring them back, to buy them back, to pay that great debt of sin they owe. Oh, that mighty sum, what mighty sum paid all my debt when I a bondman stood. And as my soul at freedom said, there's been times when I could say that, I could acknowledge it with faith and believing. This is what you need, friends. This is what every one of us need. And we need it renewed in us if we've had it. To be able to say that mighty sum and view it by faith and acknowledge it by faith. That paid all my debt, even the mighty sum of the whole sufferings of Christ. The holy payment he made by shedding his holy blood, the blood of God shed at Calvary. This was the price of pardon. The price of pardon was his blood. And when the Son of God, he pity near withdrew, he went right through. He suffered all the wrath of God in his people's room, place instead. Now, friends, tonight, may this be our favour. Let us now go. Let us go by faith and view our Lord in our room, place instead. You see, you will see, you will feel your sins. You will know conviction of them, guilt of them. You will have that sorrow being worked in you by the Holy Spirit. You will have, if you are being so led and drawn by God's holy love, and to go by faith to Bethlehem, to go by faith to Gethsemane and to Calvary, to view him there, you know, it will be in this way. Loaded with sin and guilt. I was thinking of how it is in this way the trumpet is blown. For the friends who were with us this morning, most of the company, it was that in that day shall the great trumpet be blown, the gospel trumpet, and all those things of the alarm in it, the warnings, but oh, also the wonderful salvation, the wonderful remedy for sin. Oh, the gospel trumpet. And you know, the one who sounded the gospel trumpet most perfectly and complete was the Son of God himself. Yes, the apostles were much used, and even ministers today, poor as some of us feel we are, we are anointed to blow the gospel trumpet, to sound an alarm in God's holy mountain, to preach in love and faithfulness, oh, to make it clear that sinners are before God condemned under the law, and they are brought, and each one will know it and be brought to know and feel it personally, condemned under the law, but brought by grace to no, there is one who has fulfilled the law, one who has suffered in their place, suffered in their stead, for man, O miracle of grace, for man the Saviour bled. But the dear people of God are so taught these things, and they thus then come by faith to see the Lord in their room place instead. Oh, they are favoured then. And when considered how John made that wonderful acknowledgement, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And I was thinking, as I was going to say, I was thinking of this in this way, in this light, of God's wonderful purposes as under the ministry of the gospel, the Son of God, it said of him, never man spake like this man. And truly it is very, very clear and very, very sure. We must acknowledge it. It's certain that the Son of God's ministry was that ministry of blowing the trumpet most perfectly, most blessedly. And what did he say to these souls who need to come to him? He said, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come unto me, the Saviour says, and drink at my spring head. Leave all thy guilty self behind. Yes, come unto me. And oh, it's going, you see. Let us go. Let us now go. Let us go by faith. May the blessed Spirit so draw. May the wonderful love of Christ draw us to himself. You know how it's also acknowledged concerning sinners coming to Christ. None come except the Father draw. Oh, the Father is much involved. It's his holy will. It's his sovereign purpose. Oh, the Father, the love of God, the love of Jehovah is the drawing power. Oh, it's the Father draws sinners to Christ. It is. And oh, it's this that you must know. This that you must be taught. If God has a purpose of love and mercy to you, God's love to you. His love is so great, so full, so free. To wretched sinners who God has set his love upon from all eternity, Jesus draws the chosen race by his sweet resistless grace, causing them to hear his call and before his feet to fall. Oh, let us go. Oh, it's so important, friends. Now, if you are a concerned soul, one who God has begun to work in and he's made you feel solemnly what a sinner you are and what need you're in, you know, oh, it's so important, isn't it, to by faith be favoured, to go to Christ, to go to that one who can do for you what none other can do. It's none but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. Are you a helpless sinner? Are you made to feel it before God? Are you one that's absolutely helpless regarding finding or gaining or having a remedy that you can find yourself? There's no remedy for sin, only Christ's holy, sacred, atoning blood. There's no other way. There's none other name given among men whereby ye must be saved. So are you a soul? Is it a reality with you that you do feel, solemnly your sinnership? You do feel your guilt. You do feel it and know it as before God. You're a guilty sinner. Oh, how precious it is, how wonderful it is. Sinners can say to none but they, how precious is the Saviour. Now, is the Saviour precious? Is he precious to you? Because you are what you are, because you have been made to know what you are, because God has brought you to be concerned about your state, concerned about your sins, concerned about your soul's salvation. Are you concerned about your soul's salvation? Is this the most important thing in your life? You see, it will be so, friends. It will be so in these that God loves. These who God is teaching. These who has, he has a purpose to save them. He will make this matter of their soul's salvation to be the most important matter of all their lives. I know there are many important things even in God's people's lives, in natural things and business things, and all these things are very important. They are very important things to attend to. And it's right they should be diligent in these things. But friends, one thing is needful. Oh, it's the weight and burden of how you are spiritually. Soul trouble, soul need. Where shall I spend eternity? Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. These concerns, and they are worked in God's people by the wonderful working of the Holy Spirit in them. It's God, blessed God, God of love. Oh, God of love, a God of grace, of love immense. How free thy favours to dispense. And how does he dispense them? By drawing his people, giving them to feel their need. And then they, like the hymn writer, go, I to thy mercy seat repair. Since thou hast said, I'll meet thee there, you have to go to the mercy seat. You have to go to God in prayer. Let us now go. You say, I have to go. I need to go. I must go. I have to pour out my case. I have to confess my sins. I have to plead for mercy. I have to seek the Lord, because it's my soul, my soul's salvation. This is what is so important. Where shall I spend eternity? Well, you're under the operation of the Spirit. The Lord is working in you, and he will so more and more draw you, and he'll make Christ more and more precious to you. Oh, there is a clear witness now in you, and already there is a sure proof that you're a child of God, one who needs salvation, who must go to God, to Christ, must pour out your heart, must confess your sin, and his free grace implore. Let us now go. Go by faith, pleading, begging, begging mercy every hour, begging for pardon. Now, is it important to you? You want to know that God loves you. You want to be assured he loves you. You want to be assured that he has that purpose to save you, and that the Son of God has come for this, for you, that included in the great number, which no man can number, whom God has set his love upon. Your name's in that book. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, may I find my name recorded in some humble place beneath my Lord, the Lamb. Oh, go into God in prayer, pleading in such a way as that, in the need, the deep need, the earnest, urgent need, earnest prayer, urgent need is your case. Let us go. Let us go. And that, the wonderful thing, friends, is that God gives the grace of faith. And as according to his holy purpose in leading his people and drawing them by his love, he increases that precious, vital grace of faith. He causes that grace of faith shall increase and so enable you to lay hold of the hope in the gospel. Oh, this is how God works. If I know anything about him, he gives faith, he gives the grace of faith. And as he goes on to teach, and as he more deeply impresses upon a soul the urgency of their case, he also increases this great favour of his grant of faith, that they are enabled to believe. You may be at a point when you say this in prayer to God, "Oh, could I but believe, then all would easy be." And that's a true statement. You really feel it. And then also you have to acknowledge and you plead it before God. Satan, he tempts you. He tries to stop you believing. He tries to so harass you and perplex you and make you to be, as it were, backsliding or sliding over into unbelief. Unbelief, you know it. It so much searched me at one time in my life. In my experience, I go back to it sometimes with an awful feeling of sorrow before God. Unbelief, when Satan so had advantage and worked more unbelief in me, and then God showed me, even through the verse of the hymn, unbelief, that sin accursed, abhorred by God above, because of all the opposer's worst, it fights against God's love. You know, if we are brought to seriously consider how awful it is to be in unbelief, and especially if we're brought to feel it, it so solemnly causes us to slide back or backslide or turn aside into unbelief. And that unbelief fights against the love of God, the love of Christ. Oh, how it grieves him, oh, how it is grieving to the child of God when they are falling back or slipping back into unbelief. Oh, you do need to pray against it, friends, and so do I. And the way to be able to escape it is by faith. Begging the Lord to strengthen faith with hope and love in us. Begging the Lord that we might have an increase of faith. Lord, increase my faith. Oh, grant that faith I hope I possess might be raised to a flame, and I might be able to believe, verily believe, to believe to the saving of my soul, to be favoured by faith to go to Bethlehem and to follow the Lord in all the steps of his life, and to go to Gethsemane. Oh, friends, have you ever been led into Gethsemane? Oh, to view the Lord there. You know, those three favoured disciples were given of the Lord to go there. He took those three. And the record of it is so deep and sacred, so solemn it is, isn't it? Now the Lord spoke to them, "Could ye not watch with me 1 hour?" How he spoke to them when he found them asleep. But oh, friends, oh, if we are led into Gethsemane, we can claim to be no better than the disciples. They, of course, had that perfect privilege at that time, that favour. But by faith, God's people are led into Gethsemane to see him there. Oh, I have had a glimpse of him there. Some of you have. You had a glimpse of him there, sweating, as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. What was that weight? What was that great weight upon him? Your sins and mine. He had got to suffer for them. He had got to go to Calvary for them. The cup that his father had given him. Oh, this was all what was in it was the weight and burden of our souls, the weight and the burden of our sins. That was in the cup. How bitter that cup that he drank quite up. Oh, it was our sins, friends. It was. You go by faith into the Garden of Gethsemane. It will be this. This is what you will have to view. To see the holy blood of Christ, those great drops fall into the ground. As he was under that agony, that weight and burden, and that cup that was given him. Oh, that he prayed in agony, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." See his humanity. Oh, in his humanity, he was so solemnly, deeply feeling it, we can never estimate the weight, suffering there as he was in that agony. When he, and being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. How deep, how sacred it is. But God's dear children, the dear people of God, being taught of the Spirit, they're led by faith into Gethsemane. And you know, in a deep, profound way, you will be, you will desire to be. You desire to be. You say, as one put it in, not a glimpse of hope for me, only in Gethsemane. There's not a glimpse of hope for us, friends. Anywhere else, there's no other way. Not a glimpse of hope for me, only in Gethsemane. Let us go, friends. Let us now go. May the dear Spirit lead us there. May he give us a glimpse of him there, for us, Jesus in our room, place instead. Oh, and Calvary. We know before he went to Calvary, he was led into the judgment hall. And I have many times been led to consider him there. I'm not boasting it, saying many times, friends, it's my whole life and experience. You know, we've seen him there. Oh, such an awful sight, such a solemn sight. When they took the Roman scourge and beat his holy back, oh, how he there suffered on the place of the pavement there. Oh, how he was entering more into his deep sufferings. Friends, let us go. You may say, oh, it's such an awful sight. It's such a solemn sight. But you need to know it. Because it was for sinners he suffered. It was for his people that he bore these things. He suffered the suffering of the weight and burden of sin in his people's room, place instead. Oh, Calvary. Oh, how it was that in the records, we know there is some variation, but no contradiction. You know, the fact was he was so weak. And they commanded, got Simon to bear the cross after Jesus. They led him out to Golgotha. There they crucified him. The Roman soldiers crucified him. They drove those awful nails through his hands and feet and hung him up on the rugged wood of Calvary. But friends, it wasn't the soldiers did it really, was it? They were instrumental in the crucifixion. But it's your sins and mine. We pierced the Son of God. We hung him on Calvary. It was our sins that was the cause of him going there, to suffer there in our place. Let us go. Nothing will humble us all more. Nothing will melt their heart. Nothing will break them, their hearts more than going by faith to Calvary. Friends, this is what each one of us need to have and know by faith. That it was for me. The Saviour bled and died. It was for me he suffered there, that he bore our sins in his own body on the tree. I often go to the words of prophecy in Isaiah, friends. I believe each of God's people will at some time be led there into that 53rd chapter. Oh, those deep words. Oh, concerning the sufferings of Christ. Oh, we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. You'll feel that solemnly. But oh, if God grant you by faith to hear and receive that statement and to know and believe it was for you, the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. O God the Father, laid upon his dear Son the iniquity of the whole church, the Holy Father, God the Father, punished for us, his own dear Son. He punished our sins in his own dear Son. The blessed substitute was Christ. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree. And faith granted the child of God enables them to believe it. They have the seal by faith that the Son of God suffered for me. You say in prayer perhaps in this way, was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Did he devote that sacred head for such a worm or wretch or worm, one as me, did he? You know, what we need is to go by faith and to see it, to have the revelation of it, to have the application of his holy blood in it, to know it was for me. Friends, you need to know it was for you, and I need to know it was for me. We need the assurance of faith. We need to pray in earnest, assure my conscience of her part in the Redeemer's blood. Bear thy witness with my heart that I am born of God. We need it. We need to pray, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. And this is how we will be prepared. God will prepare his people in Christ's obedience, clothe, and wash me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Let us go by faith and view him there, suffering in our place. Oh, so deep, so sacred, so amazing, so wondrous is this. Oh, to view and survey that wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. You'll say, you will affirm it. My richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. And oh, you know, there is a way in which we, I believe, will be brought to pour contempt on all our pride. For the old nature, the natural person, doesn't want to submit to the ways of Christ, the ways of God. But God's purpose for us is to save us, to save everyone he set his love upon, to bless us and bring us into that favour of the liberty of the gospel, to know the blessed assurance of faith that Jesus died for me, he gave himself for me, to believe it, to know it, to be assured of it. And you know then, much is required of us that we may live to his praise. Deny self and take up the cross. If you've been in some wonderful measure blessed, do think of this, dear soul. You are very accountable to God to be favoured, to be one that shall live to his praise. Let us go. Let us go and view these wonders of grace which to God belong. Let us go by faith, and may the Lord assure us of our part in the Redeemer's blood. But let us also go and view that empty tomb where the Lord was laid and then on the third day rose triumphant. Remember this, and this is what we need also sealed to us, that he rose again for our justification. And you know, if we are favoured to know that, then much is required of us. We are called to live to his praise. We are called to honour him in thanksgiving. We are called to show forth his praise. We are called to follow him. Let us go according to how he is commanded. Let us go and there acknowledge and give witness of what the Lord has done for our soul. Let us go. You know, all souls who are blessed must go. They must tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found. It's very solemnly acknowledged in the word that disobedience grieves God. Oh, it does. Oh, we must be obedient. Let all obedient souls their grateful tribute bring. Submit to Jesus' righteous rules and bow before the King. Soldiers, your captain own. Domestics, serve the Lord. Sinners, the Saviour's love make known. Saints, him, the incarnate word. You know how we read in John, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Oh, have we beheld his glory? Have we beheld his glory by faith? The glories of Emmanuel, are they very real, very precious, very wonderful to us? Well, God requires much of us. Nothing from us does he require towards or for our salvation. Christ has done all things well. He's fulfilled the law. He's brought in everlasting righteousness for the church. But we are to live to his praise. We must begin on earth to praise him, friends, if we're going to praise him forever and ever in glory. And there are those things God requires of us, that we should show forth his praise. Oh, we must be, and we'll be called by God to follow him, to follow the Lord, to follow the Lamb. We were favoured in hearing last Lord's Day afternoon, and the Lord's servant, Mr. Warboys, preached and spoke of a time. I had not had it on my mind for many years, but a time when we preached at Oakington, these are they that follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. A friend brought it back to us that we did preach from that word. And, well, friends, that's what John saw of the dear people of God home in glory. These are they. It was acknowledged of them. Where it was questioned who they are, these are they that follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. I remember preaching from it in another place. I think it was Great Yeldham, and so many years ago, going from you here. And dear Mr. Ayres was with us, came with us. I think that's when I preached from it on another occasion. These are they that follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. But how do you stand in that, poor soul? Are you one of these who by faith, by grace, follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth? For this is begun on earth. It's not something that's just stated of the people in heaven. It's begun on earth. Oh, what a blessed favour it is to be a follower of the Lamb. A follower of the Lamb of God. John said, behold, the Lamb of God. And oh, to be made by grace. Favour to be by grace. Favour to follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. You know how he walked this earth. You know how he went about doing good. You know what he went through, what he attended to. These are they. These characters who are brought to, want to and be drawn to, go to him. Let us now go. These are the ones who follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. He is so precious. They are precious to him. Oh, he's more precious far. The life and all its comforts are. Oh, may we, friends, truly be made by grace followers of the Lamb. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £605, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Friday evening, and Dr. Sadler next week. And Dr. Sadler is expected to preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday School. And our friends at Fenstanton hold their Christmas morning service at 9:30 and not 10:00. And on Saturday there will be a meeting of the Free Grace Evangelistic Association at Swavesey Primary School at 2:30. Let us close with hymn number 36. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Number 36.
Keep us at this season. Oh, may we have blessed meditation of Thee. May we, by faith, have that view of thee, our Lord, our life, our all. Oh, we beg thee, forgive anything thou hast seen amiss in our services this day, Lord. Own and bless thy word. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us now and evermore. Amen.